Matthew 20:20-28. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one at your right hand and the other on your left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I'm about to be baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whosoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. So I call on our brother, on our preacher, our own brother Tony Irie, to give us the word of God, which is Jesus, our ultimate example of sacrifice and service. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. It's a privilege to stand here before you and share testimony and the word of God this morning, and also to pray. It's a real privilege. We bless the name of the Lord. We're just going to do one or two things a little bit unusually this morning. The first thing we'll do is that we'll stand to pray, if you don't mind. Can I beg you to just stand to pray? God bless you. Please don't be offended. I'm also going to do something else that the Lord prompted me to do. I've never done it before, but we'll do it after praying. Please, you will not take offense either. Do you forgive me ahead of time? The Lord bless you, brethren. Let us pray. We'll pray together. I'd like us to just talk to God this morning and ask the Lord to touch your heart and my heart this morning. Ask the Lord to touch somebody's heart this morning. I don't want us to do church this morning. I want us to touch the Lord. Can we just ask the Lord, "Allow me to touch you, Lord Jesus, this morning." Talk to the Lord. "Allow me to touch you. Allow my wife, allow my husband to touch you. Allow my brother to touch you. Allow my sister to touch you. Allow my son to touch you. Allow my daughter to touch you. Allow us all to touch you, Lord, this morning." Let it be an unusual morning for all of us, even as we have come. Lord, we ask that no flesh will glory in your presence. Lord Jesus, we ask you to speak to us this morning and touch us. In Jesus' name, amen. So before you sit down, you are going to move your seat, especially if you sit in the same place in this church. For those of you who sit in front, just move a few rows back. Uncle Ralph has a nice comfortable chair. He's going to move today. And there's a reason, because we're talking about service and sacrifice. You're going to sacrifice your seat. Switch with somebody. Offer somebody your seat. Even chairman, offer somebody your seat. Let them come and sit where you normally sit. Just change. Just change your position. Choir, those of you that have special seat in the choir, offer somebody your seat. And say, "Please sit on my seat today. Please, please sit on my seat. Let me see from your point of view today. Just change your point of view today. Just for today, don't worry. Don't worry. Next week you can go back to your seat." Yes, you can go back to your seat. You can even change. Yeah, just Just feel comfortable. Yes. Thank God. Praise God. Praise God. You can sit. You want to sit with us? All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having a little bit of sense of humor and just putting up with me. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would also like you, just greet the new person that is your new neighbor. You don't normally see that person beside you. Just say, good morning. The Lord bless you. Yes. You are looking good today. Wonderful, wonderful. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. So, all right, good. So, if you don't mind, I won't stand there today. I'll be close to you. Because I've had the privilege of following the Lord Jesus for some time. And I realized that he was never far from his friends. He was always close to his friends. You know, it was very intimate, his relationship with his friends. So I would like to... is that okay for me to stand? All right. Thank you very much. Please forgive me, Sister... Yes, Sister Enke, our worship director, is very strict. So I know she will forgive me. Many of us here have been hearing about Jesus for a long time. Many of us teach about him. But today, would you just permit me to reintroduce him? Even though you have been hearing about him for a long time, I'd just like to reintroduce him this morning. Is that okay? Am I permitted? All right. So, I want to introduce him from the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. And let me read from the New Living Translation. I like the New Living Translation because it's easy to follow. I didn't have a very good grade in English. So sometimes King James challenges me. I find New Living Translation a little bit more accessible. Is that okay? All right, thank you. Now, I'm reading from Colossians chapter 1. I'll start from verse 15. Today we're talking about Jesus. Jesus. The ultimate example of service and sacrifice. Jesus. So before we start talking about the service and sacrifice, let's know who we are talking about. Who are we talking about? This Jesus. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He's the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on the earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else and holds all creation together. Verse 18. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So, he is first in everything. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Amen? Does it sound like somebody that should sacrifice anything? Does it sound like somebody that should serve you or we should serve him? I just want to introduce the person of Jesus first of all. Many of us don't have the right understanding of who Jesus was because he was a human being. But all of creation was about Jesus. All of the scriptures was about Jesus. Jesus was actually is actually the second person in the Godhead. The Godhead consists of three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the second person in the Godhead, but he chose to become man. Sometimes it's a little difficult for us to grasp what this means. I could have used an example. If our uncle General Oni was here, I would have used him as an example because we all know him. Right? We all know him. But even if I was to use him as an example, that he chose to go and wash the toilet and sit outside while we were doing service with a mop, it will not even describe the level to which Jesus condescended to become man and do some of the things that he did. So, I just wanted to introduce him so that you know the kind of deity, the kind of awesome person Jesus was, Jesus is, and Jesus continues to be. Praise God. This morning, I'm just going to lay a few scriptures out, and then I'll lead us to pray, because what we are talking about today requires a lot of prayer. It's not for me to sit here and tell you how Jesus served and how he sacrificed, and then we all go home. I'm here to recruit you to follow Jesus. That's why I'm here. And you cannot follow Jesus if you cannot serve. If you cannot follow Jesus if you are not a living sacrifice. You know, I come from Benin. I'm a Benin man, actually. But you won't know because I'm no longer really, you know, my tribe. I now just follow Jesus, right? But Benin people, we know about sacrifice. Sister Iriti, no? I know your mom is... That part should know about sacrifice. Oh, yes. When I was growing up, we had a lot of it. We had a lot of it. Whether it's goats, whatever it is, any animal, a Benin man will sacrifice the animal. So we're talking about service and sacrifice. So I looked in the dictionary to, let's just define what service, what I found as service. The act of serving, such as a helpful act. But the one I found that was interesting was, it says, contribution to the welfare of others. Contribution to the welfare of others. When you do something, not for yourself, but for others. Okay, we'll touch that in a bit. And then sacrifice. To suffer loss of, give up, renounce, injure, or destroy, especially for an ideal, belief, or for an end. So when we say Jesus sacrificed, he suffered loss of. He gave up. He renounced. He injured. And he was even destroyed for an ideal. What ideal do you think Jesus sacrificed for? What ideal did Jesus sacrifice for? What ideal? For me. The reason Jesus sacrificed was for you. The reason Jesus came all the way and did all the things he did. He left his deity, became a man, a common man, and was killed commonly. You know why? Because you are ideal. You are the ideal. It is you and I that Jesus believes in. It was because of you that he sacrificed, that he died, that he suffered. Everything he did was for me and it was for you. Sacrifice is for ideals. You only sacrifice when you believe in something. Do you know that Jesus believes in you? Do you know that? You know why? Because you were made in God's image. You were made to be perfect. You were meant to be without sin. You are made to live eternity with God. God the Father believes it. God the Son believes it. God the Holy Spirit believes it. That's why Jesus came. You are the ideal. I am the ideal. You are the cause. We see nations go to war. We see armies, men, youth, arm themselves. They spend millions and billions of dollars for ideals. What do they believe in? Why are they dying? Because they believe in a cause. A cause that is worth dying for. I know many of us in Nigeria calls, God forbid Nigeria calls for war today. They are on their own. No? Am I joking? Who will go? Who will go here? When we can't even buy Gary. How are we going to eat when we get to the war front? But the countries and the people who sacrifice, those who serve, why do they serve? Because they believe in something. Something that is worth dying for. Brethren, you are worth dying for. I want that to sink in. You are the ideal. It is for you that Jesus went to war. It is for you that Jesus came down and went to the cross and died like a common thief. It was for you he was slapped. It was for you he was disgraced. You know why? Because you are worth dying for. You are worth going to war for. I bet you never thought about that. I bet you never thought about that. He suffered. He sacrificed his life. He went through all that because of you. Because of me. We're going to be praying this morning. We're going to be doing more prayer than me speaking to you. Because all of you have, and all of us have heard about Jesus before. We come to church every Sunday. We go through the rituals. We hear a nice service. And we say, brother, that was a very good word. Man of God, preach. And so on. Today is not like that, though. Today is not like that. Today we are going to pray. Because the sufferings of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, I can go through all the scriptures. He washed the disciples' feet. You know, he healed everyone he came in contact with. If Jesus was here on our medical outreach, you know, he would have done it differently than we did. You know, nobody would have gone home with any sickness. Nobody. The Bible says he healed all. There was no one Jesus made that he did not heal. But you know what is sad to me? All who were healed, it did not guarantee their salvation. Many of them still went to hell after they received the healing. Many of us will pray for breakthroughs, we pray for our children to be better, we pray to move from one house to the next, we pray for business, we pray for contracts and all that. That's wonderful. And then what? Is that why Jesus died? So that I will get visa to escape Nigeria? No. No. There is a cause that Jesus died for. And the cause that Jesus died for is that I will spend eternity with him. Brothers, sisters, you know your money in the bank will not take you to eternity. It will not. And that's not why Jesus died. Growing up, I was very fortunate to have a dad. My father was very wise. In fact, his name was Enwine. Enwine in Benin means wisdom. And I gave the name to my son too. Enwine. He was a very wise guy. And he was my hero. I you know, anything he said, I remember all the things he said and all of that. He was a wonderful guy. And He was so virile to me. He was such a man to me. I'd spent some time out of the country studying, got married, started a family, and so on. And I came back after 11 years. I came back because he had died. And when I came back, I went to the mortuary to see him. I'm the first son. I'm his first son. And they opened the freezer. And when they opened the freezer, for some reason, I just did like this. And it sounded just like this wood. I said, but this is a stick now. I said, this is a stick now. This is not my dad. This is not the man I know. No, this is not my dad. This is not the man I know. This is not the guy I know. This is not him. It was at that moment I realized that the man I knew had gone. It was at that moment it dawned on me that thing I used to call dad, I used to jump on and I used to enjoy hugging him and all that. It was at that moment I realized that it was just a temporary covering. Just temporary. That's why we age. That's why we grow wrinkles. That's why we have white. Some of us who exercise and eat only vegetables. It doesn't matter how much vegetable exercise we do. We will age. We will die. But I want to ask you, how many of us look forward to the day of our death? You don't want to go to heaven? Let me tell you, what happens to you on the day you die? That's why Jesus came. The reason he suffered, the reason he sacrificed, was to ensure that the day you die, he is the one that will take your hand. Sorry, sir. You are not dying, don't worry. Follow me. Every time I talk about death, people start shaking. I don't know why are we so afraid? Are you not going to go to heaven? The reason he sacrificed and died was that on the day of your death, when your millions will mean nothing, when all your beautiful properties will mean nothing, when your children will cry for, if your children love you very much, they will cry for 2 days. And then they will give all their friends pounded yam and continue. Now when all that is happening, he will be the one to take your hand like this and lead you into eternity. That's why you are the ideal. That's why you are the one he suffered for. That's why you are the one he sacrificed for. That's why you are the one he died for. It's the only reason Jesus came. It was for you. I worry when we read all these things and we don't change. Sorry about that. Thank you, sir. I worry. That's why I'm saying I'm going to lead us to pray this morning. The Lord gave me so many scriptures, but you only give 30 minutes. So I didn't have a chance to read any of the scriptures that he gave me to give you. But I know that he wants us to pray. Because what happens to you on the day you die is more important than the scriptures I'm going to share with you. So we're going to pray. This morning is a day of prayer. You know, we don't do so serious altar calls in BFC. And so we come to church, we sit down, we hear the good word, we congratulate ourselves, and we go back to counting our bank account and to yelling at our staff that didn't make us enough money. Today is different. You've heard about giving your life to Christ. Have you not heard about it? Today you're not going to do that. We're not going to give our life to Christ today. We are going to receive a new life. Somebody said amen. Can we say amen? You don't seem excited. Don't worry. Don't worry. You don't seem excited. We are going to receive a new life today. In the name of Jesus. So it's time to pray now. That's it. I don't have anything else to tell you. That's all I have to tell you. But we're going to pray. I'm going to lead us to pray. You can stand up. You can sit down. You can kneel down. You can walk around if you want. You can go and stand on the altar if you want, if you feel you are more comfortable to pray. Can you help me with this song? I have made you too small in my eyes, oh Lord, forgive me. Made you too small in our eyes. For some of us, Jesus is a rubber stamp to our projects, to our difficulties, to our family's needs, and so on. To many of us, Jesus is just a name to be entertained by on Sunday morning. Today is not like that. The Lord is saying, you, my son, you, my daughter, you are my ideal. It was for you I died. It was for you I suffered. But yet you have made me just a rubber stamp. You have made me just entertainment. You have made me so small. You read the scriptures. For in them you think you find eternal life. But you refuse to come to me that you may have this life. Brethren, we need to cry to the Lord. You have not changed. You have been hearing about Jesus. You have refused to change. You have continued in fornication. You have continued in adultery. You have continued in greed. You have continued in anger and wickedness. You have refused to change. Jesus is saying, you are my ideal, my son. You are my ideal, my daughter. Why do you continue? Why do you continue in the flesh? Why do you continue? This life I've given you will be withdrawn. For some of us, this life will be withdrawn this week. For some of us, it may be next year. For some of us, it may be 10 years' time. For some of us, it may be 30 years' time. For some of us, it may be 70 years time. But brethren, I tell you that this life will be withdrawn. And then what will happen? What will you do on the day of your death when you cannot give account to how you have given this life? How you have lived this life? You cannot give account. When the Lord comes, you cannot give account. And then what will happen? The Lord is calling you this morning to receive His life, to abandon your life and receive a life of God. Can we talk to the Lord and tell Him we are ready this morning, Lord? No more church as usual. We are ready to receive You. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord, VFC. Tell the Lord you are ready to receive Him this morning. Tell Him that you will not continue. You will not continue to be a Sunday Christian. A Christian is somebody who people can testify that this one has been with Jesus. That's how it was at Antioch. We cannot continue as a church to pretend to be a Christian. You cannot continue to pretend. When you get home, you quarrel with your wife. When you get home, you make a hard time for your husband. When you get home, you beat your children because of your own anger, because of your own frustration. You take it out on those who have wronged you. Jesus did not suffer and die for that. He suffered and died because you are ideal. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are made in the image of God. You are made to reflect God even now during your lifetime. If people want to meet God, they are supposed to meet you. If people want to experience Jesus, they are supposed to come to you. Yet, what have you done with your life? When last did you read about Jesus? When last did you open scripture to engage Him? When last did you fall on your knees and say, Lord, I need your life. Give me this life. I am tired of living in the flesh. I am tired of these burdens. When last did you come to Him and hand your burdens over to Him? Church, it is time to come to the Lord. We are repenting this morning of ignoring the sacrifices and the service of God. He washed the feet of His disciples. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you will not be part of Me. Who wants his feet washed this morning? Who wants to be part of the Lord? Who wants his feet washed? Who wants his feet washed? We need to get off our high horses and come to the Lord. If you want your feet washed, speak to Him where you are and say, Lord, wash my feet. You suffered and died for me. Wash my feet. Touch me, O God. Give me that life. This one that I received from Adam, I don't want it anymore. Let's talk to the Lord. Brethren, can we pray? We are praying. You may be a Bible teacher. You may be a Sunday school teacher. You may be one of those that even write the Bible teaching. But you are still struggling with anger. You are still struggling with hatred. You are still struggling with unforgiveness. You still have pride deep in you. You still have pride trapped in your heart. This morning, the Lord is calling upon you. You are still controlling your household with anger. You are still controlling your household with fits of rage. You don't have the life of Christ. Can we beg the Lord for His life this morning? Say, Lord, I'm looking for that life. Make a difference, oh God. Make a difference, Lord. Make a difference. Help me. I don't want to be a churchman. On the last day, you will say, you did all that work in your name. You raised the dead. You lay hands on people. They recovered. But I don't know you. Depart from me. You walk as a iniquity. I never knew you. Who wants to be in that boat? When it counts to be denied by the Lord. But I tell you, if you don't give your life to Him, He will do that to you. He will tell you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. It was for you I died. It was for you I gave my life. I never knew you. All the service you gave in my house, I never knew you. Because you still had that old life. You never came to me to receive that life. And so depart from me, I never knew you. Brethren, I want you to cry out for this life of Christ. Lord, I want to be saved this morning. I want to receive your life. I have been struggling with pornography. I have been struggling with masturbation. I have been struggling with evil thoughts. I have been struggling with unforgiveness. I don't want those things anymore. I want the life. I am the ideal of God. For me, you died. Help me. Brethren, we need to cry out to the Lord. We need to cry out to the Lord. Help me. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Many of us have taken other people's wives. We have taken other people's husbands. We have cheated people. We have usurped other people's properties. Even the estates of our parents, we have been unfair to our siblings. We have cornered everything for ourselves. We have used others to climb and dump them. That is not the ideal that Jesus died for. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Many things that we have done, it is showing in the lives of our children. It is showing in the lives of our grandchildren. Our unfaithfulness is coming. You are seeing it. And we know, oh Lord, some of these seeds are germinating. I can see them. Brethren, it's time to repent. There's nothing that God cannot fix. It's time to receive that life this morning. Let's cry to the Lord. I want to receive that life of Christ. I want to receive that life of Christ. Brethren, if you have prayed that prayer, please come out. Come to the front and let us pray together. If you have prayed that prayer, please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Come to the front. Come to the altar this morning. Come to the altar. Let us pray together. Come forward. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You are not sitting in your normal place. Today is not a normal day. Please come forward. Come forward. Come to the altar. If you have prayed that prayer, that Lord Jesus, I want this life. I want this life so that I can be ideal. So that ideal that you saw in me when you died, I can live that life. Please come forward. Don't miss this opportunity. Please come. Please come this morning. The suffering and sacrifice of Christ was for you. Please come. Don't wait. Don't wait. Come, let us pray. Come, let us pray. Don't say, I've been a Christian for 30 years. I've been a Christian for 40 years. I've been a Bible study teacher. Don't hold back. Please come forward. There are things you are dealing with. Only it's a secret. You are helpless. You are helpless. You have been dealing with it in secret. This morning, the Lord Jesus is saying, come to me. Bring those burdens to me. Bring those burdens. I will give you rest. The Lord is calling you. For you I suffered. For you I sacrificed. Come. For you I sacrificed. Come. Oh Lord. We are praying. We are praying this morning that Lord help me. I don't want to go back the same. I don't want to go back the same, Lord. Give me this life. It was for you. It was for me. He died. It was for you. He suffered. It was for me. He suffered. Lord, give me this life. I don't want to continue. Oh yes, Lord. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Let our struggles end today. Lord, we come to you. We come to you in repentance, Lord, this morning. Let our struggles end today, Lord Jesus. We lay our lives aside. We come to the cross where we were crucified with you. And we received the new life in Christ. That ideal that you saw in me, because of which you went to the cross, that, Lord, you will achieve it in my life by living your life in me. Lord, we thank you. For those of us who have made this decision today, Lord, we pray that there will no longer be any struggle. We pray, Lord Jesus, that from today, we have decided to follow you. We have decided to emulate your life. That your life of suffering and sacrifice that brings us to the ideal where we can live a life without sin. That on the last day, you will hold our hand unto eternity. When all this struggle won't matter anymore. Where all these estates won't matter anymore. Where all this money we have accumulated will not matter anymore. That I will hold your hands into eternity. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you for today. Thank you for being with us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for touching us. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. All right. Please don't clap. There's no need to clap, please. Thank you. God bless you. For those of us who have made that decision today, it's very, very important not to go back. It's very, very important. Counseling and follow-up is very, very important. Please, you can sit down. We thank God for what he's doing in our midst. We actually have, by the grace of God, tools for growing that life here in VFC, right here. So if you want to grow the life of Christ that you received today, I believe that we all receive that life. Many of us may have been born again and we have been struggling. The way to know you are struggling is that you are still in sin. You are born again. And when they say, who are the born again people? You raise your hand. When you feel formed, when were you born again? You write your testimony. 38 years ago, but you are still in sin. You know that you are in sin. That's how you know that you need the life of Christ. The acid test of that life is sin. I believe that we have received that life today. But let me tell you guys something. You know the Sunday service that you are coming to? It will not grow that life. It will not grow that life. In this church, there are different things that you can use to grow that life of Christ in you. And become that ideal. We have the Bible study on Sundays. We have men's fellowship. We have different small cells. We have discipleship classes. We have two discipleship classes. Sunday, Tuesday. Please take advantage of one of these things. Come into fellowship. Come into close fellowship with others who are on this race as well. And the Lord will bless you. If you need to talk to somebody, please talk to one of the PAC. You can talk to me as well about the matters that we have discussed. The Lord will bless you and continue to grow you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you. On the last day, none of us will be left behind. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.